Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
There we got sunglasses. Next time I go to a Lakers game, I'm going to wear sunglasses.
You'll look like an idiot.
So, but I might be smashed, and that's the reason I'm wearing them.
There you go.
So Cappy told me yesterday that they are his indoor sunglasses, and yeah.
he wears them.
These are his indoor sunglasses.
No one should have indoor sunglasses.
We went to a hockey game. I might have had a gummy.
You may have had a gummy.
When we went to that hockey game.
It's possible.
Yeah. My podcast.
You were wrecked, dude.
My podcast. I was not wrecked. I was not smashed. I was not smashed.
But you were definitely
Good. I was a little bit rocked during the podcast I did the other day about the Academy Awards.
How'd the podcast turn out?
Honestly, it is the best show we've ever done. I swear to God, it's the best show we've ever done. You can get it. It's Culture Pop Podcast, Apple, Spotify. It's our Oscar show and our Best of 2022 show. And it was it got looser and looser as it went along.
Let's go smoke that joint.
Coming up for you in 15 minutes, LeBron James did an interview with John and Michael.
Yeah, really good. If you didn't hear it, we'll play it for you at 3:15. LeBron had a lot to say. Talked about his kids. Talked about his success. It's 3-4 minutes long. You'll enjoy it cool. If you didn't hear it last
awesome.
Night.
Awesome, awesome. All right, so John, you teased something here. Oh, I know the Uber Eats guy. So this is really weird. Last night, in the middle of the Duquesne versus Loyola Chicago game in Pittsburgh, a guy wandered onto the court.
Well, first of all, a guy sitting courtside ordered Uber Eats.
Correct. We assume that's what went on. And then this is the announcers describing what went down when this Uber Eats guy walked onto the floor.
We'll let it go into the bench, and Loyola would take over 10 minutes before we get a stoppage. And we've got an official's timeout. And somebody came on the floor on the far side. Looking for an Uber Eats delivery or something there. He's carrying some McDonald's.
Oh, this has to be one of the all-time greats.
I'm actually not kidding.
No, this is the truth.
I think that's what's happening.
This guy's in the corner. Looked like was he going to deliver the McDonald's to somebody on the court? Can we rule that out?
I think that's an Uber Eats sticker. Is that what that is? I'm trying to get confirmation. Uber Eats, yes.
Maybe I'll put my hand up. I'm getting a little hungry. You can bring it over here.
So we saw the stoppage. The man was ushered. Let's see if we can see this. No, this is going to be the turnover in the
corner.
There he is, right there in the corner.
Yay.
This guy is actually – who's he delivering it to?
The ref. The ref said later. Give it to me later. Not now.
Philip Alston's done a lot. I didn't think he needed a Big Mac for sustenance in the middle of the game.
I know, but I'm not, well, the official out there, Tim, he distanced him like, I didn't say now. Later.
That happened, and the video of it exists, and this guy.
It wasn't for the ref, though, right?
I think they're just goofing, right?
Yeah.
But the guy was on the court in the middle of the game. With a bag
okay,
of McDonald's.
I have several questions/thoughts about this. Okay. Number one, how did the Uber Eats driver get in without a ticket?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
And secondly, if he's just holding a bag that has an Uber Eats sticker on it, apparently that means you can walk directly down to the floor. Like at Staples Center, you'd get stopped, or at Crypto.com Arena, you'd get stopped.
By red coat after red coat after red coat.
By six different people before you could ever get to the floor.
Yeah. Well, it's a college basketball game. It's Duquesne versus Loyola Chicago. I'm sure there aren't red coats there. There aren't people like barging down the doors to get in.
If I ordered something from Uber Eats right now, could the delivery person get here and walk in that door and hand it to me, or would he be stopped?
No, he would be stopped at security.
And you're telling me at a college basketball game, I can order? Like, I'm doing a game Saturday night in the Boston Garden.
I'm going to send you a pizza.
And that guy can just walk in and find me?
I'm going to send you a pizza during the game. Let's try it. I'll send you a pizza during the Boston game.
And just say, this is for John Ireland and Michael Thompson. They're broadcasting the game in the media section.
Do you think they'll get in, Bergman?
I don't think they'll get in. Maybe they'll give it to a security guard to give
I think
to
I
you.
Can get you a pizza during the game.
Or it doesn't even have to be a pizza. You can get me anything.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
What would Michael want?
He would want pizza.
He would want, okay, pizza.
He loves pizza.
I'm going to have a pizza sent over to you guys during the Boston game. That's a 5 o'clock game on
If you
Saturday,
actually do
right?
it.
5:30,
need,
I 5:30. Think.
We yeah. need pictures. We need video of you actually Receipts. Having the pizza.
Oh, yeah. There will be pictures if a guy walks up to me and hands me a pizza.
Oh, I'm 100% I'm 100% sending
right,
you a pizza.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. 100%. This is, you're actually going to do this.
Well, yeah, I'm actually going to do it. Now, I don't know if, I can't guarantee it's going to get there, but I'm going to send...
There is
a
chain.
What kind of pizza?
There is a chain. I was just going to tell you guys of pizza places in Boston called Pizzeria Regina.
Okay.
And it's really good, and they're all over the city. They're at the airport. They're at the bus terminals. They're probably in the garden.
I bet you some security guy's going to say, hey, this is kind of funny. They ordered a pizza. The broadcast guys
We'll find
pizza.
Out. Just text me. Text me if you do order it, and I'll be on the lookout.
Okay, I absolutely will. I absolutely will.
So, Mace, what do I always say? At its core, what is the NBA?
It is an entertainment product.
Correct.
Yes.
It is like going to the movies
yep.
or going to a Broadway show. Or yep. You're paying money to see to be entertained.
Right.
So last night, game in San Francisco. The Memphis Grizzlies, very good team this year.
Yep, very good.
Taking on the defending world champion Warriors. It's tight.
It's late. A great game, yeah.
2-point game. 1 minute to go. Jordan Poole, as he tends to do, doesn't pass the ball to anybody and takes a crazy shot.
And by the way, Steph is like waving to him, I'm open at the arc.
And Jordan Poole, trying to make something happen, jacks up a bad shot.
Yep.
Out of frustration, Steph takes out his mouthpiece. He wears a mouth guard
yes.
when he plays. Takes out his mouthpiece and chucks it over to the Warriors bench.
Yep.
Like, I can't believe this guy just did that to our team. What an idiot. The official, one of the three referees working the game, sees Steph throw the mouthpiece, tees him up, and ejects him on the spot in a 2-point game with 1 minute to go. What in God's name could this ref have been thinking? It's Steph Curry. He's the right. Would you throw Mick Jagger off the stage with one song to go?
Okay, so I've got a couple of questions about
yeah.
this. What does the rule book say? By the rule, did they call it?
I don't know.
Throwing a piece of equipment during the... I'm not saying it was right.
Right.
But by the rule book, is that a rule? You can't throw... a mouth guard, a wristband, a headband, anything during a game, or it's seen as against the rules.
I would.
Is that an NBA rule?
I'm doing a little research here.
Yeah.
But okay, so here's the exact scenario. Golden State leading by 2, 1 minute, 14 seconds remaining. Steph Curry clapped his hands at Jordan Poole after what Curry said he thought was an ill-advised three by his teammate.
Yes.
While running back on defense, a frustrated Curry took out his mouthpiece and whipped it across the floor. It ricocheted off the court and landed near the courtside seats. For what this says is an automatic ejection. Steph said, I reacted in a way that put myself out of the game and put the team in a tough place. So maybe it is. Maybe you can't do it.
Because it's a little bit like,
all right,
are there times when rules should be ignored? If it was somebody other than Steph, would they be jacked?
Yeah, because
they're not Steph.
But here's more detail.
Okay.
This was Curry's third career ejection. All three ejections have involved his mouthpiece. In Game 6 of the 2016 Finals, Curry was tossed for an almost identical incident when his mouthpiece flew into a fan sitting courtside. In 2017, he was ejected after throwing his mouth guard at a referee in a game against the Grizzlies. If he threw it at a referee, I can see the ref teeing him up.
But he didn't throw it this time at a referee. He threw it towards the Warriors' bench.
Because his mouthpiece didn't hit anyone last night, Curry said... he thought it should not have been an immediate ejection. But crew chief Sean Wright confirmed the reasoning to a Poole reporter. Curry takes his mouthpiece and throws it into the stands with force. As per rule, that's an automatic ejection. By the way, the Warriors went on to win the game by two. If that is an automatic ejection, I think they need to give the officials more leeway. I can see a T.
Right.
And give, you know, in a one-point game or two-point game, that would be
a penalty,
significant.
Significant, yeah.
You can't eject Steph Curry there. You can't. He threw it at Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
He's mad at Jordan Poole.
So there's what should be done and what the rule book, technically they called it by the rules,
yeah.
Right? But they shouldn't literally call it.
No, I wouldn't. I've always said, if I was a referee, in order for you to get a technical foul, you would have to put your hands on me. And the only way I would give you a technical foul for saying something to me,
right,
is if I warned you first.
Right.
Like if you were on me and I missed a call and you say, Ireland, this guy's been holding me the last three times down the court. Are you effing going to blow your whistle? And I say to you, I didn't see it. And you say to me, open your effing eyes. And I say, look, I told you I didn't see it. Drop it or I'm going to give you a T.
Right.
Hey, lock in. Come on. And I'd say that too.
Yeah.
I would never just. But Mace, in this modern era, Michael and I talk about this all the time when we do the games. These guys are so quick with the technical fouls and nobody's coming to watch refs give T's.
Right.
It's just and to throw Steph Curry, who's the premier attraction in the game, out for throwing his mouthpiece
in a showdown between Golden State
in
and
a one-point
one
game with a minute
West.
To go is not right. They've got to fix that.
Yeah.
So maybe you're right. Maybe it's like the old Tuck rule.
It's like
after
the Tuck rule,
they changed the rule.
Yeah, they called it by the rules. Maybe this needs a rule change.
All right. So speaking of things that happened during games, last night after the game, we talked to LeBron. He was on a variety of subjects. He was our post-game guest. Michael just sent me a thing. Steph needs to hook his mouthpiece onto his teeth so he can't throw it. That's true, too.
But he's always chewing on it.
Yeah, but that's true, too. If you got it in your mouth, you wouldn't throw it.
Right. Right,
so anyway, LeBron talked to Michael and I after the game. We thought it was really good. If you didn't hear it, because it was late last night, happened at like 10:30 last night. If you didn't hear it, we'll play it for you coming up next.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Okay, so on the Steph Curry thing.
Yeah.
Andrew G. Curry is an adult and has been ejected for this before. It's 100% his fault and deserves to be booted for acting like a kid.
Okay. Who sent you that?
That's Andrew G.
Andrew. He's the reason people are paying top dollar to see it.
But he knows he's going to be ejected for throwing his mouthpiece, so you don't have the self-control to not do that, knowing that you've been ejected twice before for it?
I have no response to that other than he's the person everyone wants to see. If he acts a little like an idiot, how about a warning? How about, hey, Steph, you know you can't do that. I'm giving you a T. If you do it again, I have to throw you out.
Okay, Animal Fries Well Done writes, why is it that regardless of the situation, Ireland never believes in people being held accountable for their actions? Now, I don't know that that's true. That may be an exaggeration of some kind.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of another example of that.
Yeah, I can't. Animal Fries, well done. Go ahead and tweet us another example of that because I don't know. All right, so last night after the Lakers beat the Spurs, And it was a really good night. Anthony Davis came back. LeBron scored, I think, 20 in limited minutes. They kept his minutes down last night. Hachimura made his debut, Rui Hachimura, and looked really good. Afterwards, John and Michael were able to speak with LeBron James. It happened late last night, so we thought we'd bring it to you this afternoon.
LeBron, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. I can hear you.
First of all, congratulations on what has been, we haven't had a chance to talk to you in a while, on what has been an unbelievable year for you. How are you feeling physically?
Oh, I feel real good, man. What's up, boy? What's up? I feel real good. You know, I love the way we've been playing as of late. And I'm just trying to keep it going, you know, just trying to keep it going. Kelvin, good work, boy. Yes, sir. Love. Stay healthy. You know, this team is trying to get back in a good groove, and it starts with our health. You know, when we're a healthy bunch, we can do a lot of damage, and it was good to get some bodies back on the floor tonight.
Something you've done your whole career, putting a team on your back and carrying them, but I know you got to be happy to have AD and Hachimura out there now to help you carry a lot of the load.
Oh, man, absolutely. You know, the less of the load for me, you know, the better our team will be. You know, but I can, whatever, you know, whatever the load asks for, you know, that particular night, I'm ready for it. But to have AD, to have Rui, looking to get Lonnie and AR back soon, so we'll be at full strength soon, and we're going to be a really good team.
LeBron, you, the guy sitting next to me knows what it's like to be traded in the middle of a season and have to mesh with new teammates. How do you think Rui did? I thought he looked pretty good for a first game.
Yeah, I think early on, you know, he was kind of playing a little timid, you know, but that's the, you know, you expect that. You know, he doesn't know the system yet. He doesn't know what we expect out of him, but we want him to be aggressive. You know, with that size, with that power, with that strength and athleticism, you know, we've seen in the fourth quarter what he's able to do. You know, got the ball in the post, you know, made a good move, baseline fadeaway. Then he pressed up on him the next possession. He was able to turn the corner, go for a dunk. Got to the free throw line and also made a couple threes, got in transition. But, you know, he was great all night, and we're going to need that from him.
Tough game, 5-game road trip coming up, starting in Boston on Saturday. What's it going to take to come back from a successful road trip?
Listen, we got to play good basketball. You know, we got to take care of the ball. We know it's in hostile environments that we're going to be in. So, you know, we start in Boston. We take New York for 2 games, go to Indiana and New Orleans. So it's going to be some hostile environments. And, you know, we got to be ready for it. So we look forward to it. We got a great day off tomorrow. Everybody need to reload, take care of their bodies. You know, we fly out on Friday and then get ready to go on Saturday.
LeBron, last thing for you. I can't tell you how many people have come up to me and said, how's he doing it? He's 38 years old. What's his secret? Is he sleeping in some chamber? Is he eating something crazy? How you doing this at age 38?
Oh, man. First, I give all thanks and grace to the man above for giving me this ability and, you know, allowing me to wake up every day. But, you know, my family is a huge support. You know, they, you know, my wife and my mom and my mother-in-law, they, you know, take so good care of the kids that, you know, when I'm around or when I'm away, I know the house is taken care of. So when the home is good, you know, it allows work to be great. And, you know, and then for me, it's all about just putting in the work, both on the court and off the court, taking care of my body, getting the most optimal sleep, you know, fueling my body with the right ingredients and things with food and things of that nature. So, and then just coming out and performing. You know, this team, this franchise, you know, wanted me here, and I wanted to be here, and it's my job to go out and produce every night. So hopefully I can keep it going.
Last thing for you, LeBron, before you get going, Ohio State, Oregon or USC. What are you hearing about for Bronny?
You know, I'm hearing exactly what you guys are hearing. You know, the kid will definitely make his. He decided he's probably gonna make his. You know, his decision right after the season. And and also he, you know, he got elected to the McDonald's game
That's
the other
right.
day. Man, that was huge.
Oh,
I'm
good
so,
for him.
So proud of him. So we will see. We will see what happens when it comes down to signing day and who he'll pick. But I'm proud of him no matter what.
I can't believe he didn't even consider Minnesota my team.
Come on, well, no, man. My fault, Mike. My fault. I think he's been out of the cold for a few years. I don't know if you want to go back to it.
There you go. Yeah, I was going to say, LeBron, if you need advice, Michael raised three professional athletes. Just come to the back of the plane. You need help.
Yeah, I'm going to come back there and mess with y'all, man. We're going off to Boston.
Thank you for doing this,
all right,
man.
I love you guys up there, man. All right.
There is LeBron James.
The guy's just good at everything.
He is.
You know, he's a great player. He totally gets it.
Yeah.
He never, you know, whatever pitch you throw him, he hits it. It's just, I hope people appreciate what we're watching.
I hope they do. Do you think they do?
I don't know. We've been so spoiled as Laker fans. We had Kobe for all those years, and now we have LeBron, and we had Shaq, and we had Kareem, and Magic, and Worthy, and Wilt. I mean, the greatest players in the history of the game have come through here. So I think our fans, and I'll include myself in this because I'm doing the games when I'm a fan, we've been spoiled.
Yeah.
We expect the greatest players in the world to entertain us every night, but if you haven't seen this guy yet, get yourself to crypto.com and watch him. He's not going to be here forever. I can't tell you how many people, you know, today, Mace,
yep,
is the 3-year anniversary of when we lost Kobe and Gigi. And I can't tell you how many people will come up to me and say, you know, I never saw Kobe play in person. And you can avoid that with LeBron. I mean, we've got a bunch more games this year. He's signed for 2 more years. It's just a great, great entertainer. And I can't recommend strongly enough that you come see him play, because he puts on a different show every single night. Last night there was a sequence, Greg, you and I were talking about this one earlier, where he had figured out that he has some help now outside. He likes Max Christie. Max Christie's a good 3-point shooter.
Yep.
He's got Hachimura. Schroeder has been hitting some threes. And he came down, Mace. This is when they were down 10 and they were coming back. So they caught him. And so it was a back and forth game. Like Spurs would go up by one, Lakers would go, and LeBron would dribble down and the double team would come.
Yep.
And he whipped it in the corner to Christie, and Christie hit a three. Then he came back down. Next play, came back down, double team came, whipped it to Schroeder, and Schroeder hit a three. So back-to-back assists for LeBron on threes, because let's face it, if you study LeBron's career and you surround him with catch-and-shoot 3-point shooters, they can be lethal.
Yep.
You know, whether it's J.R. Smith or Kyle Korver.
Get them shooters. That's always been the rule.
Right. Or, you know, KCP when they won the title in L.A. And LeBron just celebrated wildly when that second three went through, because he knows, okay, I'm cooking with gas.
Yes,
got some people now that I can get it to. And the other thing I'll say about the game last night is I had forgotten, just because we hadn't had him for 20 games, how much Anthony Davis affects the game defensively. And he had 4 blocks, but Mace, at one point in the fourth quarter,
yep,
the Spurs were 3 of 18 from the field.
Right.
Now, some of that was the Spurs stink and they don't have great shooters, but at least 10 of those 18 shots, AD affected with his length.
Right.
So if you dribbled in and tried to shoot a fadeaway or a short bank shot, whatever it was, AD would run at you, throw his arms up in the air, and you'd have to alter the shot, and they couldn't make anything.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what to do. So if we can keep those two guys healthy, LeBron and AD, and now they got Hachimura, they got Schroeder, they got Russ, they've got Beverly.
They'll have Austin Reeves. They'll have Lonnie Walker. They have Thomas Bryant.
I think they've reached the stage. And again, this is all predicated on everybody staying healthy.
Yep.
Where no one's going to want to play them. That's not the team you want to draw in the playoffs.
Right.
Because if those guys all click on the same night, you're dead.
Oh, got to get to the 6.
I think they could.
Yeah, I think they can get to the 6.
Yeah.
Bergman, you think they can get to the 6?
I think they can get to the 6, and if everything starts to really come together and Lonnie Walker and Austin Reeves comes back and they keep playing like this, they could get to the 4.
This is interesting. I put this out a little bit earlier. You're poll.
Let that go.
Well, wait. How far back are they from the 4? They're 2 4? And a half behind the 5,
four,
right?
4 games.
4 games.
4 games out of the 4?
Out of the 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
and
they can.
That's nothing.
Home field advantage.
Yeah,
home
court advantage.
Court,
yeah,
field court.
Yeah, they. Let me see. 23-26, and well, they're only 3 games. Greg, they're only 3 games out of the 4.
But it is only 3 now. So after that, yeah, 3 games back of the 4.
And they're playing some of these teams, like they're playing New Orleans coming up.
And well, New Orleans going backwards.
They're playing Portland day after the Super Bowl. Ingram's back. He's coming back tonight.
Okay.
But this road trip is. If they come out of this with a winning road trip, they'll be happy. Like, if they get 3-2, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Because Boston is the best team in the league. Brooklyn's playing really well.
Yep.
Indiana beat them already here.
New Orleans has been really good.
New Orleans is 4th right now.
Yeah.
They're 26-23. Lakers are 23-26.
And by the way, those games are super. Like, a game against New Orleans is really important because it's like a they're taking a loss and you're taking a win, so it counts double.
And New Orleans has lost 6 games in a row.
Oh, there you go.
But they're getting Ingram back, so that might change. And they don't have Zion. Zion probably won't play against them. They're not going to see Zion. They're not going to see Marcus Smart. So they may catch a break with some injuries here.
So I put this out a little earlier. We've been toying around with this the idea of the Lakers making a deal. And I put one out there a little while ago, and the results in a poll are very interesting. I want to bounce those off you coming up next. Also, we got Game of Games. It's Bergman's game today. Bergman, you wrote this game weeks ago, right?
Weeks and weeks.
Yeah, right.
I've been waiting for just today for this game to come out. Yeah, or I wrote it about 5 minutes before
the
show.
Yeah, Bergman at like 12:30 said, oh my God, I don't have a game.
Even though John, in every email, John writes whose game it is,
yep.
And he said it's Greg's game today, and I forgot.
This
to
will
do
be
it.
A doozy.
I'm sure it'll be an award-winning game.
You guys are going to love it.
Excellent.
And I think you guys are going to do really well at it.
Okay.
All right, good.
Is your vehicle due for service? Head into your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. For over 30 years, Valvoline has provided quick and convenient automotive maintenance services for busy people like you. No dragging the kids to a dirty waiting room at Valvoline. You stay in your car safe while the expert technicians make sure your ride is in peak performance. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, more. Pull up, drive in, drive out in about 15 minutes. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for location and game-winning coupons off your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We're talking about the Lakers and, you know, win last night and going out on the road. And Ireland will be in Boston on Saturday, and then they go on this trip. And so we've toyed with this idea of a trade, and it's been bouncing around out there. The trade... the Bogdanovich trade, the idea that you would trade an unprotected first-round pick, either 27 or 29, for Bojan Bogdanovich. People think that the Lakers have offered a protected first-round pick.
Right.
Now, what percentage of people do you think answered this? And, it's sports. My timeline is all. It's a lot of sports, obviously. So
this is something you posted on your timeline?
Yeah. Hey, okay. Laker fans, would you trade an unprotected first-round pick, either 2027 or 2029, for Bojan Bogdanovic? How do you think that poll goes?
60% yes.
54% yes, and 45% no. So there are people who think...
It's basically half and half.
Basically half and half. I can't ask you, Bergman. Would you do it?
Not for an unprotected. I don't care that they're 12 and 14 years old. I know that's the thing for the 27-29.
They are
pick,
12 and 14 years old.
I think it changes so much because Bojan is under contract for next year. 33 years old. The amount of money that you're going to have in cap space afterwards. I would like to see if they can get somebody to come over next year.
So you want to wait till the summer and not go all
I think
in
if
right
you can
now.
Make a big deal, I think you need it to be protected. We've seen so often that guys, like, you don't know what's going to happen in 27 and 29. We could be at the bottom of the league. Hopefully not.
Here's what I don't understand. So,
and that could be the next LeBron is in those picks.
How far is 2027 away? What, right?
Well, 5 years.
Four years away. So if I'm Rob Pelinka, I'm going to make a deal. I'm going to move one of those picks because there's a chance I won't even be here in 27 or 29 to make those picks.
Yeah, I would do it just because of LeBron.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have LeBron, you've got to capitalize on the window. But Rob, I've said this a lot, and I'll say it again now. Rob has the advantage of seeing the whole board. We don't know what else is out there. Like, I didn't even know Rui Hachimura was a possibility, but I love that trade.
This isn't tiddlywinks.
Yeah, this isn't tiddlywinks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anita. So, Rob may be working on something that we have
no idea is coming. And I would argue that that's what Hachimura was.
Yeah.
You know, he became available. They jumped on it. And now all of a sudden we got a 6'8 wing who hits 41% of his catch and shoot threes. I mean, he just fit in seamlessly last night.
Yeah, he looked really good.
And Anthony Davis looked good, and Austin Reeves is coming back soon. And, you know, I noticed I really like Wenyen Gabriel. I think he's done a really good job this year. You know, he didn't get in last night. He played the final minute because they wanted to get AD out of the game. But, I mean, that's how deep they are now. Gabriel didn't get any minutes last night. Now, I don't think that'll be permanent. I think there'll be situations where they can use him. But I never shake my head when Gabriel's out there because he plays so hard.
Yeah.
I think he's really good. So I think now, all of a sudden, you have a roster where you can go 10 deep. And with adding Hachimura, and then you put Gabriel back into the mix.
All of a sudden, you've got depth.
And you got Austin Reeves, and you got Lonnie Walker, and you got Westbrook, and you got Beverly, and, you know, Schroeder's been great. Schroeder's
been excellent. You know, Thomas Bryant's been excellent.
Yeah, so I think they're in a really good spot. Now, this road trip can be tricky. Like, could they lose to Boston? Sure, Boston is going to be playing at home, and they have the best record in the NBA. Then Brooklyn's been one of the hottest teams in the league.
Yeah.
Durant won't be there, though, so that's a game that the Lakers could
Durant's
win.
Durant's definitely out.
Out. The next night they play the Knicks. The Knicks have had some good wins this year. Then they go to Indiana. Indiana beat the Lakers here. When they played earlier in the year. Then they go to New Orleans, who's the number four seed in the West. So what I don't want, I really want to have a winning road trip. Like, they go 3-2, I'll be happy. They go 2-3, I'll live with it. What I don't want is 1-4 or 0-5. I think that takes the train off the track. So let's go out and get a winning trip. If I got to settle for 2-3, I'll take it. No 1-4, no 0-5. We come back from that trip 2-3, 3-2, 4-1, or 5-0. I'm all over it. I think that's the key.
And I think the target's 3-2.
Yeah, be happy with it.
3-2 is a win.
Happy.
3-2 is a win.
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to get to one last thing. You sent this over today. This is about Jimmy Butler.
Oh, this was nice.
So Jimmy Butler, these fans flew in from Argentina. And apparently the kid is a huge Jimmy Butler fan. So they fly to Miami, and they're going to the Heat game, and Jimmy Butler is unfortunately hurt. So Jimmy Butler becomes aware of this and does a very, very cool thing. He gets with these people, gives them a bunch of swag, signs autographs, all that stuff. You know, for me, that's you know... Unfortunately, sometimes you go to a game and you don't see your favorite player. Well, that's what happened here, but Jimmy Butler tried to make it right.
I love that he did it, but it again, Mace, points out what I consider to be the number one issue for Adam Silver, the commissioner, to solve, and that's load management. Charles Barkley was on Sirius Radio this morning,
yep,
and Barkley says that these players who are sitting out games and not playing... the way Charles put it, he said, they're taking full paychecks
right,
and not playing half the time. And he was like talking about guys like Kawhi. We now live in a world where the postseason is all that matters.
It's the only, I mean, this is you guys. Measure things only in rings.
So
how many rings do they have?
That has devalued the regular season to the point where it's almost a bait and switch. Particularly if you're a Clipper fan. You got a 50% chance of Kawhi playing if you've got tickets to the next game.
Right. But there is no solution. You can't make.
How about this?
Okay.
You immediately announce at the end of the season, no back-to-backs. We're eliminating all of them. Now, the Lakers had 11 or 12 this year, I think.
And you're stretching the season out now.
You eliminate the preseason. We don't need it. So you start beginning of October. Rather than the end, and you play October, November, December, January, February, March, and then into April, and you get the whole thing done by the end of June, and with zero back-to-backs.
Do you think that would change it? Or is Kawhi still going to say, and I don't think the Clippers, I think Kawhi is still going to say, yeah, you know what, I'm not going to play that one. I'm going to play this one, not that
right.
one.
But if you're an owner... And the next CBA comes up. Isn't this at the top of your list?
Although at the top of your list isn't, I want Kawhi to be right for the postseason. Whatever he needs to do during the regular season is fine as long as he's there for the postseason.
Right, but what I'm saying is I think they could suggest a minimum number of games played in order for you to get your full salary. And then guys would play. You have to play a minimum amount of games to get your full salary. I don't know what that number is. It can be negotiated, but I think you'd see a lot.
Aside from injury?
No, I think including injury. If you get hurt, that's, you know, on you.
Including
you'll still
injury.
Be paid, but not as much as you would
no,
have been.
No, if somebody goes out and tears their ACL, you can't say, we're not paying you. We're only paying you a portion of your salary. I mean, the guy was out there playing and tore his ACL.
Right.
So are you honestly going to pay him less? When Clay had his injuries, would you pay him less?
What I'm suggesting is you negotiate with the players' union and you say the biggest problem in our eyes as owners is that you guys take too many games off. So how can we address it? And the first thing the players are going to say is get rid of the back-to-backs.
Right.
And the owners will say, okay, done. Now, what if Kawhi Leonard now only plays 40 games? I think there should be a maximum salary and a lesser salary. And if you get injured, you're still going to be paid a lot of money. You know, you're not going to starve.
Right, right.
But instead of getting $30 million, you might get $20 million. And I think players then would play more.
Well, sure. In other words, if you're making it a money question, you're not getting paid the full value of your contract. By the way, I don't think the players' union would ever go for that.
Right. But
they have no reason to.
But the owners could lock them out. The owners could
over
say,
this.
Well, why wouldn't you?
A lockout is like nuclear winter. You don't
right.
want a lockout no matter what.
Yeah, but there was a lockout in 2011.
Yeah, but I mean, it's painful. It's bad for fans.
I know.
You're talking about it being an entertainment product.
I know, but what is load management? Bad for fans. I'm saying, let's say they put the two of us in charge.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they say, fix it.
Okay. Less games, no back-to-backs.
I don't think less games would be allowed.
If I'm the players union, that's what I would ask for. If you want us to play a higher proportion of games, schedule less games.
Okay, but I don't even think the players would suggest it because the players get 50% of all revenue. So that would mean everybody gets paid less, including me, I would think, by the way, because I'd be doing fewer games.
Oh, you'd be doing fewer games.
But yeah. I'm just saying that they have to address it. Maybe what I'm suggesting isn't the end-all, be-all. I'm just throwing out ideas. But they have to address load management. Listen to Barkley on Sirius this morning.
Sure. Look, the
Barkley,
the
Barkley thinks,
Michael Thompson, the same thing.
Barkley thinks the owners are – he thinks they're going nuclear. He says the owners will never put up with this again. Wait till you see the next CBA. They are going to stick it to the players like they never have before. This is Barkley. You've got it? All right, play a little of it.
First of all, it's embarrassing for the NBA, and I cannot wait for these owners to put their foot in their asses in this next CBA. These dudes going to do something to these players. They're going to be like, wait a minute, you can't make $50 million and not play half the season, okay? Because now you just really just like slapping me in my face, taking my check twice a month. And we got guys like, and Eddie, I see guys that got a sore hip or something. I'm like, everybody's sore in the NBA after 20, 30, 40 games.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be very interesting in the next CBA because, you know, the billionaires always wins against millionaires. And I think those owners are going to try to do something. I don't know what it is. I think there's going to be a strike or a lockout, however you want to phrase it. But I think they're going to say, okay, you guys don't want to play. I'm going to teach y'all a lesson because, you know, we paid y'all during the pandemic. We didn't have nobody in the stands for a couple years, but we still paid y'all. And this is how y'all repay us, making all this money and not wanting to play. So, man, I think it's going to be very interesting in the next CBA. But, Eddie, to piggyback on your point, man, it's getting to the point where it's actually a joke now.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And that's not me talking. No. That's a Hall of Famer.
But a lockout or a strike is like the worst possible scenario.
Right. Well, that's why these players have got to figure out a way to solve load management. It's going to be the number one issue in the offseason. Mm.
And when's the contract up? When would we potentially have a lockout or a strike?
I don't know the answer to that. I'll look it up.
Yeah, I wonder where the CBA is. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Bergman's game today. He whipped it together in about 5 minutes.
So it took me days.
We will find out how this game goes. Who's playing, Bergman?
Either Laura or Amanda, and the CBA runs through 23-24 season.
But if either side opts out, the CBA will expire on June 30th.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, but one side would have to opt out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like the owners might opt
Maybe.
Out. Yeah. All right, Game of Games is next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, I just realized it's double points now.
Yeah, yesterday started double points, right?
Yeah, are we giving that to Pepe, or are you taking that?
Well, I mean, you could argue scorekeeping at any point. I'll tell you what, somebody else keeps score today.
I don't care.
Somebody else keeps score today.
Well, it's going to be easy. It's just name is your buzzer.
Okay.
It's
name
be
is
super
your buzzer.
Easy.
Yeah, well, you'll know that.
But,
yeah.
I mean, let's have two people keep score every time, and then we'll keep that from happening. But I think I came back and got them. But I'll leave it up to you, whatever you decide. I don't think I'm going to win this one.
Both get 2 points.
Yeah, give us both two.
Okay.
Fair so what's that put Ireland at?
Three.
Just split it, 1-1.
Three.
2 points, 1-1.
Okay.
Are we going to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to do that?
One and
let's
one.
Do that.
One and one. So you're at
fair
two.
Enough. Okay, and then today's it. Worth two.
Yeah, today's worth two.
All right, what do we got, Greg?
All right, you're going to name this movie from the line. From the movie quote, you have to name the movie.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Name is your buzzer.
Uh-oh. Yeah, name is your buzzer.
Okay.
Number one, Cinderella Story.
Ireland. Caddyshack.
That is
I won't complain. But.
Yeah.
The
minus
but.
One.
There
minus
you're getting
one.
Close.
Flag throw.
Oh, he said he said I will won't. Not complain. I disagree with the minus one. Yes. No minus one.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here
we
go. Number two. Rhodes.
Okay.
Jorge.
Back to the Future.
Back to the
very
future.
Good, Jorge.
Yeah. Very nice.
You should get that one.
Okay. Number three.
What?
You didn't know that one, Laura?
No, I'm just... Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay.
Ooh,
okay.
Yeah, no, don't complain. You'll go minus one.
No, I'm not complaining.
All right. Number three.
I see dead.
Mason.
Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense is
all
right.
One to one. Okay. Laura, you awake over there?
Not really. No, not really.
All right.
No, not really.
Greg, how many of these are there?
I have a ton of them, so okay. Just tell me when to stop.
All right.
Number four. Stella!
Mason. Streetcar Named Desire.
That's right.
Okay. Mason has the lead.
Number five, It's Alive.
Mason. Okay.
That was Mace.
That was Mason. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say Ireland, but Mason.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein is right.
Yeah, 3-1.
All right. Number six, I'm going to make him
Ireland.
Off Ireland.
Say that again. Just not any more than you said.
Two,
three, two.
I said
it. Okay.
Mason.
Jorge.
The Godfather.
Godfather is right. Jorge gets the point.
Yeah, I thought that's what you said, but I didn't. I'm going to make an offer. I can't refuse.
I
got you. Okay. You tried to do the voice. I thought you were against voices.
John voice.
Here we go.
They call me Mr.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
No. I'll say it again.
Repeat it.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Oh.
I think it is a Sidney Poitier movie.
It is Sidney Poitier. I got the wrong movie.
It is Sidney Poitier.
Who is it? What movie is it?
Anybody? Nobody?
No.
In the Heat of the Night.
In the Heat of the Night.
I
knew it was Sidney Poitier.
All right.
Never seen it.
Mason 3, Jorge 2, Ireland 1, and Laura working at it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I'm walking here.
Mason. That is Rain Man.
No.
Jorge?
Oh, I was going to say the same thing.
Oh, now I know what it is.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
These are some old school movies
some
you're
of
going
them.
With.
I'm walking.
I'm walking here.
If nobody gets...
I'm walking here.
Yeah, I know what it is.
I'll take a shot.
Yeah.
Taxi Driver.
No.
Okay.
Anybody else? Laura, you have
no.
any guess?
No. It's Midnight Cowboy. Cowboy.
It is Midnight Cowboy. Yeah. That is exactly
okay.
what
wow,
it is.
That is old
it
school.
It is Al Pacino when he hits the car when he's driving.
Dustin Hoffman.
Marty McFly.
Yeah, you know, Al Pacino, Dustin Hoffman, same guy.
Is it Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah, it's Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. All right, that's what I said. So, number nine, I want the truth.
Ireland. A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men is the right answer.
You
right.
can't handle the truth.
Hey
you
Laura.
You that one.
I'm giving Laura a half.
Give Laura a half a point.
Googling. All right, number...
I got Google.
Number 10. I'll have what she's having.
Mason.
Mason.
That is When Harry Met Sally.
That is when...
Son of a...
Son of a Sally.
All right, number 11. I have 13 in a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Number 11, Carpe Diem.
Mason.
You got me.
Okay, Mason.
Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society. Yeah. Right.
All right, I might not be able to catch him now.
Here's
Ireland. Oh, man.
I'm going to go Ireland.
Shining.
The Shining. Right.
All right, how many are left?
This is the last one in the last tiebreaker. One.
Mason's got it then.
Yeah.
Because I have three and you have five.
Okay. I got half a point.
And Laura has a half.
Has half a point.
I have you on the score, Laura, with a half.
All right, so this last one is, of all the gin joints and all the... Mason.
That is Casablanca.
That is Casablanca.
All right, yeah, Mason, you deserved it. You won.
Okay.
You,
I got the,
and you get two for that. So how many does he have now?
He has
four.
Four.
Okay, I gotta
find. Am I not winning the month?
You are winning the month.
All right, in that case, I gotta find a way to get to the arena early on Monday and Tuesday so I can play.
I wanna give you the tiebreakers. I wanna know if any of you can get it.
Okay.
Sometimes when you win, you really lose. And sometimes when you lose, you really win. And sometimes when you win or lose, you actually tie. And sometimes when you tie, you actually win or lose. Ireland.
Is it Stripes?
No.
Jorge. Rudy.
No. No.
I don't know it.
You don't know it? Do you know it, Laura?
Mason, dodgeball.
I feel like
Mason.
I should.
No. I think Amanda knows it. She was shaking her head. No, were you? No, you don't?
No.
Do you know it, Sedano?
He wasn't listening.
Sometimes when you win, you really lose. And sometimes when you lose, you really win. And sometimes when you win or lose, you actually tie. And sometimes when you tie, you actually win or lose.
Is that the Talladega Nights?
No, it's White Man Can't Jump.
White Man Can't Jump.
Rosie Perez.
I'm trying to remember that. Oh, it's Rosie Perez.
Rosie Perez.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what is she doing in that scene?
What?
What is she?
She's talking about she's leaving Woody at the end. Towards
they're
the end
breaking
of the movie.
Up.
Yeah, they're breaking up.
Okay. You know they're redoing that movie. I wish they would.
I hope they don't.
So for that game, you went back to, let's see, like 19...
I got the 50s in there.
1941, I think, was Casablanca.
I think I got 1954 in there somewhere.
1970 was Midnight Cowboy.
But they're famous lines.
In the Heat of the Night was 68.
Yeah.
You're going back.
But those were famous lines.
Yes, they are famous lines.
You know, Laura, you're allowed to go back and watch things that were made before
that
you
is
were
true.
Born. You're aware of that, right?
And I actually really like some of those movies, but you know.
There you go. All right. Hey, Jorge, hit the Super Stager.
And it is time for Super Crosstalk, and I always start that by announcing the sponsor for the previous segment, which is Jacob Imrani. Brings you Game of Games. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. George Sedano in the house today. Cappy on the road. What's up, guys?
You see Jacob and Ronnie's dance moves a couple nights ago?
Yeah, he was on the Jumbotron.
I hear he's on the Jumbotron. I was not there for that.
He had his homish bucha in the house, and they showed him, and it got to a point where he was on so long, I think Jacob was like, I guess I better dance. And he started shaking it, shake it, Jacob, yeah. And he did.
Nice.
Freaking rocked it.
Nice.
By the way, John, you're nuts. You were right on this thing that you guys were talking about earlier. That they would, there's no way in hell that the players' union would allow a reduction of salary based on games played.
All right. Solve it. I put you in charge.
I don't have
solving
an answer to it, but
that's what I'm saying.
But that's against like the law in certain states.
Wait a minute. It is. But I'm saying.
I could get docked some pay for vacation time.
It is the number one problem that Adam Silver has to solve.
But how do you determine real injury from not real injury?
And the answer you just gave is the number one answer. I can't solve it.
Well, when LeBron says, I have an ankle. Don't you say, okay, LeBron has an ankle.
This reminds me of something that Herm Edwards said his dad taught him. He said, I steal this quote all the time. He says, it's not your fault, but it's your problem.
An injury is your problem?
No. What I'm saying is load management. It's nobody's fault, but it's everybody's problem. And I'm telling you, what Charles Barkley said, what we played, is how everybody in the NBA feels about load management. They say if they don't do something, it's going to be much worse. They have to address it.
If they don't do what load management is going to be, load management?
No, it's going to cause a lockout. Like exactly what Barkley said. What Barkley is right. You got it? Okay,
I heard it. Richard Jefferson
today on NBA Today talking about the exact same thing.
Sat there, and I was fortunate to come in 2001. And when I tell you that there was one trainer
There wasn't a traveling masseuse. There wasn't game readies. There weren't all of the amenities. You didn't have cold tubs. You didn't have hot tubs. You didn't have all of the amenities. And the only thing that has led, we have now teams that are paying millions of dollars to sports science. And they're like, oh, the game of basketball is tough. Let me tell you why. And for all the people that want to go through and look at numbers, you can look at how many games I played over the course of my career and what my numbers were. Let me tell you about why it was important to me, because that's all I'm going to say. My parents, I didn't come from very much. And for Christmas, my parents got me a ticket to go watch the San Antonio Spurs because David Robinson was my favorite player. One ticket. My dad, who worked security and scrubbed floors and did all this stuff, he dropped me off at the game, gave me $5, and I went in there by myself because my family couldn't afford to come to the game. So they knew that I loved basketball, and I was the youngest of three boys, but that was my thing. So they paid one ticket. And I sat in there. My dad went to a bar and watched the game and then came back and picked me up when the game was over. So it's like every day that I stepped on the floor, I remember my father. Yeah. I remember having one ticket and being there and all the families and all the people that were probably just like me. If David Robinson wouldn't have played in that game, like I get emotional thinking about it because I got to stand next to him in game 6 of the NBA Finals when he was about to go off into the sunset and tell him that he was my favorite player growing up. So I take that responsibility and say, wait, we can't just gloss over this. And I blame the teams. I blame the training staffs because the players in this generation are doing more of what they are told than going out there and leaving it all out on the floor.
Now, the solution is not, hey, Anthony Davis, you only played 40 games this year, so you're only going to get 40% of your salary or whatever that is.
What is the solution?
I don't think there is one. I'll be honest. I don't think there is a solution. I think.
But like Richard Jefferson said, you can't just gloss over it, which is what you and George both did.
No, I just don't think there's a way to fix it.
You just said, I don't have a solution.
Well, but you don't have a solution either. Your solution,
but I'm saying
your solution is illegal.
There's no way in the world.
So then we move past it. But this is what both of you just said, and this is what happens. Exactly what just happened is happening in the NBA. There is no solution.
There isn't.
If that's the answer.
Here's a solution. Then get the NBA has to assign a team doctor to every team, and the doctor on the team and the NBA
can verify whether there's an injury or not.
Right. That's a solution.
That would help.
That's better than cutting people's salary. It's the most un-American thing I've ever heard of. So, John, are you communist? What the hell?
So move past that. But we can't do what you did and say, I don't have an answer.
But it's better to do what you did and do something illegal?
No, it's just like inventing anything new. You throw everything out there and keep working on it.
So that's not it. What's the solution?
I think what Barkley said is the most accurate thing, that if they do nothing, a lockout's coming because the owners are furious. If you think that even Steve Ballmer, if you got him on Truth Serum, is okay with Kawhi playing half the games and telling them when he's going to play. He doesn't even go through the trainer.
Okay, so
he
just talks about Kawhi a lot. Kawhi's in his own class.
Paul George has played about the same amount of games as Kawhi this year.
Okay, the Clippers are in their own class.
Okay.
Who's really load managed? I mean, LeBron obviously
The Warriors three times this year have benched everybody. Everybody.
That's
Steph, Klay,
three games
Draymond.
Out of 50, though? Like that's
including both games in New Orleans.
Okay, but there used to be a rule. I don't know why there probably still is a rule, but it's just not being policed. But the rule was, because after what the Spurs did in Miami on a TNT game, where Pop sent everybody back on a Southwest Airlines flight, then all of a sudden, you had to make sure that the person really had an injury. Like, why can't we just get back to that?
That would help. Cap, what would you do?
Well, I don't understand also. I think that you should have a doctor say that we think this person's good enough to play, or we don't think this person's good enough to play. And I don't think a player should lose any money if they can't physically go. But on the other hand, if they choose, this is the choice. Hey, I don't want to play tonight. My body is bothering me, or it's back-to-backs. Or if you choose not to play and that's a choice rather than, like, he physically can't go, then I don't see any reason with why the players wouldn't say, okay, fine, then I'm taking a night off. I'm not getting paid for that game.
No, but you have personal days at your job. I mean, Jesus, what are we talking about here? There are labor laws that would be broken in that scenario.
Well, right, I don't know anything about labor law, so I'm going to have to get a labor lawyer, and I'm going to have to kind of go through some of the...
Yeah. Well, you work in L.A. You're part of a union. You better get caught up to speed.
Here's an example. 5 years ago, 17 players in the league played 82 games.
Right.
Last year, no one played more than 77. Not one person. So,
well, no, that's impossible because Mikal Bridges has the longest streak in.
And didn't DeMar DeRozan just do something?
No, but I think Mikal Bridges, he's something happened with him that.
No, he's played nearly 300 games in a row.
Let me look it up.
But just the bottom line is that if you told a player, your choice is you can take the night off. It's your choice. But on nights that you're choosing to take off, you don't get paid. If you ever pose that to a player, the players would get dressed and say,
"It's a non-starter.
What do I have to do?"
It's a non-starter.
Well, non-starter. I'm not saying it is a starter. I'm just saying
you're not going to have a league.
Okay, well, but the question that John has posed to everybody is this: what is the solution? And I'm hearing four people say, "I don't know."
Well, I didn't tell you.
Okay,
I don't know.
So I had it backwards.
I just told you.
Five players played 82.
Right solution. I just told you. I just told you. Have the league have their own doctor or three doctors to make it even, right? Like,
right.
So there's a majority, right? An independent doctor, a league doctor, and a team doctor.
And if you don't, if they say you can't go, you don't lose money.
No, you don't lose money.
Okay, but what if
but
they
you
say
get
it
the team
go.
Gets docked.
But would that?
But the team gets docked.
But
the
so
team can get docked. The league can do that to the team.
So second night of a back to back, star players.
Well,
I think sometimes there are scheduled losses.
I think they got to get rid of the back to backs. I think that's the owner's concession. Is to say, okay.
When do you start the season then?
October 1st, and you get the preseason's gone. We don't need it.
Okay. I'm with you on that. I don't think they need a preseason.
So you start, instead of October 15th, you start October 1st, and then you stretch it all the way to the end of June. So you're going October 1.
They don't want to go further than they are already in June.
Right.
Though,
well, because they, right now, the last possible end date is June 24th.
Right.
I think. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're
But they don't want to be, they don't want to be past when kids are out of school, because they noticed that when they've done that the last couple of years, the ratings drop tremendously when it
because
comes to the NBA Finals.
Because everybody goes on vacation.
Here's an idea. Now, this just came in on Twitter. Dustin Bingham, he may be onto something. What about performance bonuses? What about bonuses for playing X number of games so that guys try to get out there to hit that bonus?
I don't know.
See, that's a smart idea, though, because instead of
taking money away, you're actually giving them money.
We'll give you more if you play more.
What about that, Ireland?
I like
performance
it.
Bonuses.
I think anything that works. I think
you don't
anything
think so?
That
it makes so much money.
It's not perfect.
Well, you give them an extra $20. They play every game.
You wouldn't even get out of bed for $20. Who are you fooling?
All right, $50.
All right, but you know, George, we were talking about something earlier that I think is true.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, the regular season is now tremendously undervalued. We judge players' greatness by how they perform in the postseason.
It's all rings.
So what if we placed more value on regular season games? In other words,
I would say, I know you've always said it's a non-starter, and I get it. I think the league should go to 66 games the year they have the lockout shortened season. 66. The problem with that was
you're making the same argument Steve Kerr is making.
Right.
He wants to do what you're talking about.
Yeah, but the problem that year, obviously because everything was truncated, they did 66 in 123 nights, which was insane.
Yeah.
But if you do 66 games, and I know people will say the records, blah, blah, blah,
but
whatever.
What about, I don't care about the records. But
I don't
what
either.
About the size of the pie? Doesn't the size of the pie get smaller?
I actually
don't players
think,
get a percentage
see,
of the
I
pie?
Actually think you'll get scarcity creates opportunity, in my opinion. I think the TV companies would pay more for scarcity. You see what
I'm saying? Yeah.
And you're in an era where you're about to have two streamers probably come in and try to get rights
fewer
too.
Games
without,
pay more for rights.
Without disagreeing with all of those points, George, that you just made, which I thought were good, every time I bring this up with people that work high up in the Lakers, they say the minute you mention fewer games, we just stop listening.
But Adam has mentioned it.
Yeah, but they just...
Why don't they want the solution?
Owners, because the owners don't want to give up the money.
The owners will never vote for fewer games.
Right. That's 16 games or however many games it
but
is
that
they're
is a
not
solution.
In the arenas.
If you really
that's
care
the best.
About
just telling
fans,
you what,
they
I,
give
I,
up games.
I don't disagree with you.
That is the best solution, actually.
I don't disagree with either one of you. I'm just telling you that when I've brought this up to high-ranking people at the Lakers, they just shake their head and go... non-starter on lesser, fewer
you
games.
You guys say
and
it's
Steve,
a great solution, but
Steve
but that's
Kerr
for the
is arguing
for the
openly to go to 65
and for the
games.
And for the fans, because you're actually going to... The less games you have... The reason the NFL... Well, many reasons the NFL is the best...
There's only 17 of them a year.
Correct. And the violence and all that stuff. Yeah. But and the gambling. But the scarcity helps tremendously.
Yeah.
The less games you have, That's what makes, when there's a short amount of opportunity or short window for you to watch games, it's why people watch. Nobody watches college basketball outside of a handful of games.
We were just talking about
that. But in the NCAA tournament, everybody's getting their vasectomies done to sit there with ice packs on their you-know-what to watch the damn game.
Yeah. How about this? Do that once, Jose, one of our listeners, I'm not sure this would work, and I don't think the NBA would ever even consider it, but I'll throw it out there since we're throwing out everything. Yeah. Fans can get a refund, no questions asked, when a star player sits out.
Oh, how about that?
That's
a non-starter.
The owner's not going to go for that.
That doesn't work in any sport. Yeah. I mean, I don't see if Bryce Perkins starts at quarterback instead of Matthew Stafford, I'm not going to get my money back.
Right.
How about
free tacos, just like when you hold somebody under 110 points?
By the way, if Freddie Freeman's not in the lineup when I go to Dodger Stadium, it doesn't mean I get my money back.
I had a cool moment last night that you guys are all a part of. I'm walking out of the arena, and I'm going down the stairs to get my car and leave, and Bryce Young, the Alabama quarterback, is walking by me,
and he
stops me, and he goes, "Hey, John, I've always wanted to meet you." I go, "Are you kidding?"
Wow.
He goes, "I listen to you guys all the time." He goes, "I listened to your station growing up the whole time."
Wow.
And he goes, and still do. And he was like, could not have been nicer.
Well, I hope he goes before C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. Could not have been nicer.
His cool. Well, his trainer is Danny Hernandez, the big quarterback trainer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's got that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he since he was in eighth grade.
Yeah.
That's really cool, John. That's right on, man.
Yeah, he's a big fan of the station.
Now, I want to ask you something, Cap. You said you were at the game the other night and you cornered Patrick Beverly. What exactly does that mean?
No, I didn't corner Patrick Beverly. I had him in the backstage area. And he was kind of standing there hanging out, and I was kind of keeping my eye on him, making sure he wasn't going to go anywhere. And I was trying to get Sedano to come back there because Sedano said he was going to straighten him out.
So why didn't you step in? Were you actually having a conversation with Patrick Beverly?
No. I just had my eye on him.
You were just standing near him.
Right. Had my eye on him.
And you expected George to come over.
Yeah, and straighten him out.
Now, George, why didn't you go over and straighten Beverly out?
Because I didn't see his text until like he came back to me like on the court.
Okay, they just announced the final vote.
Wait, real quick, we got a tweet about this stuff we were talking about.
Okay, good.
From Principal Pre, he says, Sedano, can you cite the quote labor laws you're talking about? Please, there are many industries in which employees are not paid for days they do not work. I simply responded to him, are you part of a union?
Yeah,
if not,
it's a union.
Go Google that.
Yeah.
Since that's a part of the answers on this show, go Google it.
Yeah, but the problem is the union can support you, but remember, the owners always have the nuclear option, which is to lock everybody out, and they can do it at the end of this season. They have till February 8th, both the players and the owners, either side opts out, and there's no labor deal after this season. Now, if they both opt in, they don't even have to opt in. If they both don't opt out,
then it just continues.
It just continues through the 23-24 season.
All right,
So the All-Star
voting is final, yeah.
All right, you want to guess, or did you already look?
I already saw it.
On my Twitter, yeah.
Okay, so it's LeBron, Curry, Luka, Jokic, and Zion past AD.
Mm.
But I don't think Zion George will be able to play.
He might. He might.
Yeah. Now, did they do the East yet?
Not yet. They haven't announced it yet. Can we get to, TNT's behind Mason right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jason Tatum's in.
They're always right behind me.
Yeah.
But
Hold on.
They're announcing the East.
Yeah. Shaq is talking. Why don't we just put it up?
We're carrying a
Can we just put it up?
Hey, Lara.
Can we just put up TNT?
Put up the TV. They're announcing the
Giannis is the captain.
Giannis.
Obviously.
Yeah, it's going to take. The problem with taking it is they drag it out. They'll take 20 minutes to announce five.
By the way, you know, now they're picking the teams live.
Yeah.
On game day.
Yeah.
Which I think is unbelievably
cool. Well, originally, it's funny because I talked to somebody at the league a couple months ago about it. And I said, are you going to do it on the night of the game? They're like, no, that could get a little dicey or whatever. And I'm like, when are you going to do it? They're like, the day before at All-Star Saturday. I'm like, what's the difference at that point?
Yeah.
Like, who cares? Just do it the day of the game.
Yeah.
And I think they are now, right?
Yeah, day of the game.
And so the poor equipment guys have to have uniforms for both guys, for each player on either team.
Yeah.
Just in case they go to one team or the other.
Yeah.
You think they're going to put them out on the court and stand in there? So
oh, I would love for that.
One guy.
So when Rudy Gobert is the last guy, basically?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's the last
Rudy Gobert is always going to be the last guy. Yeah. If he's on the All-Star team, he's going to be the last guy. It's going to stand there awkwardly.
Well, stay tuned because there will be the Eastern Conference finalists or All-Stars.
It's Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Jason Tatum. That's the three we have so far. We're just waiting for the guards.
Stay tuned for the other two. Yeah. Amanda Brown, Boss Amanda, is producing Sperdano and Cappy.
Yeah, Lindsay's out. She's going to produce. Cappy's going to be in trouble a lot, I figure.
Boss Amanda's tough. She produced our show for a long time.
And we're also going to get into, which Boss Amanda knows, why Cappy is really hella sus recently.
Oh, really?
Well, we'll actually get back to her opinion, because it's usually just three against one. Mace, you can appreciate that. Yeah. But I'll look for Boss Amanda's opinion on all of this.
Okay, good. Well, the show's going to be bussin'. We're looking forward to it. I'm going to get in my car, listen to it on the way home. Yeah. I love
you say bussin'?
Yeah, bussin'.
Oh, really? Is that a new word you're using now?
Yeah, bussin'. Show's bussin'.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Not bussin'.
He's just jealous he didn't think of using
that. No, I've already used bussin'. I've already worn it out.
Yeah, I brought it back.
Oh, Jesus.
I brought back bussin'.
Which one of you two wants to act like half your age more? Like, which one of you wants to do that more?
That could go on for years.
Not me.
Yeah.
You're a real one, Mace. You are a real one.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you, Sedano and Cappy. Back tomorrow at 1. Momo's here tomorrow. Mason and Ireland, 7:10 ESPN.
John Ireland is not a communist.